Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Coco Radio. We are talking about the classical science of low emotional intelligence. 你想聊聊经典的低情商表现 Refusing to listen to other points of view. 拒绝听其他的观点 Low EQ individuals feel that they are right and will defend their position with great vigor. They refuse to listen to what others have to say.This is particularly true if other people are critical of how the individual does not understand what others are feeling. They are often pessimistic and overly critical of other people's feeling. 低情商的人认为他们总是对的，并且呢会十分积极地维护他们的观点，同时呢会拒绝听别人的观点。如果他人对于这位低情商患者不理解别人的感受而提出质疑的话，那就更加明显了。他们总是消极对待，并且呢过分质疑他人的感受。An inability to cope with emotionally charged situations， 无法应对情绪化的场景。Strong emotions, whether their own or those of others, are difficult to comprehend for those with low emotional intelligence.These individuals will often walk away from such situations to avoid having to deal with the emotional fallout. Hiding their true emotions from others is also very common. 不管是别人的还是自己的激烈情绪，对那些低情商的人来说都是很难理解的。这类人呢，通常会远离情绪激烈波动的情景，以逃避可能出现的情绪崩溃。在他人面前隐藏自己的真实情绪也是很常见的。 Okay, that's what we talk about today. 以上就是一下聊的一个小话题，经典的低情商表现，拒绝听其他的观点，无法应对情绪化的场景。如果说你想要听大道理学习英语，可以关注可可英语可可 Radio， 或者说可以在微信上搜索公众号安夏加上数字1001，可以找到我。Let the years we're here be kind.